Are you the ideal husband? Are you the ideal wife? Are you the ideal person? We can be, you know. Yes, indeed, we can be. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. If we would like to be the ideal husband or the ideal wife or the ideal person, we have to think about what that means. What does it mean to be the ideal wife, the ideal husband, the ideal person? What does it mean to be ideal? Well, we don't really know. But we have an idea that it's pretty good. So we sort of direct our attention in that way. And we say that we are the ideal husband, the ideal wife, the ideal being. And two friends are getting married shortly. And in their marriage, they're going to have a wonderful relationship. And their names are most unusual. His name is Endless, and her name is Happiness. What a magnificent set of names for a couple to have. Endless Happiness. Well, Endless has been preparing for this wedding for a long time, and he's been preparing to be the right kind of person and the right kind of man in the life of a wife. And he wrote an email from Nigeria this morning, and in the email he asked me, he says, Herb, do you have any suggestions for how we can have our marriage, how we can have our life be the most wonderful life that it can possibly be? And I told him, there are very simple ways to do that, simple and beautiful ways, ways that will make a lot of difference to you and to your world, but it's something that you have to really decide who you are. Now, just who are you? What kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person who is a loving, gentle, wonderful person? Are you the kind of person who is a super person, who is just fabulous in every possible way? Or are you the kind of person who is judgmental, the kind of person who tells other people what they should do and what they should think and how they should act? Are you the kind of person who does these things? Well, you see, we have to sort of know that to know who we are and where we're going. What does it mean to be the ideal husband? What does it mean to be the ideal wife? Well, we have preconceived ideas of what ideal means. We have preconceived ideas of what it means to be an ideal husband and an ideal wife. And because of that, we are in all sorts of straits indeed. And these straits that we are in are the most interesting things that we could ever have. Because we're not quite sure just what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to act, and how we're supposed to be. We're just not quite sure about that. And because we're not quite sure about that, well, we just don't get the results that we'd like to have. Now, what sort of results would you like to have? What sort of results would you like to have that are saying to you what you believe about yourself? Now, we all have wonderful ideas that we say about ourselves. We all have wonderful thoughts that we believe about ourselves. But are these thoughts that you say and that you believe about yourself what you really would like to be? When we say, I am the ideal husband, or I am the ideal wife, do we mean that we're the ideal person? Are we the kind of people that, after we get married, we're still just as beautiful as the people who we were before we were married? Are we the kind of people who are the kind of people that we would never think of asking, where were you last night? What were you doing? Where'd you go yesterday? We're interested because we're caring, but we're not interested because we feel that someone is doing something incorrect. If we feel that someone is doing something incorrect, then we have all sorts of problems that come up in our life and that try to guide us into the type of persons that we think we should be. Well, now, what kind of a person do you really think you should be? What kind of a marriage do you really want to have? Well, we can have the kind of marriage we really want to have if we will just pay attention to who we are. I said to my friends, Endless and Happiness, you are about to take a journey in your lives which will be vastly different from any you have ever taken. You are about to engage on the adventure of unconditional love. You may feel that you have known unconditional love in many aspects of your life, but marriage allows you to create a new family, husband, wife, and children. Up to now, in your lives, you have made decisions based on your individual good. Now, you will continue to make decisions based on your individual good, but you will also consider these decisions based on your mutual benefit. Marriage requires us to remember at all times we do our best as individuals working in harmony as a group. You, Endless, are the ideal man. You, Happiness, are the ideal woman right now. In marriage, you continue to be that ideal person. If you choose to be the ideal husband and the ideal wife, let the definition of the ideal husband and ideal wife be based on ideal and not on traditional husband or wife. For as ideal beings, we always do the right thing in the right way, at the right time, for the right purpose. This, too, is defined as unconditional love for ourselves and for our creation. I see your marriage, the sharing together of two ideal people, as an ideal relationship in an ideal unconditional love. I surround you with my blessings and my unconditional love. How wonderful it is when we create a world in which we are beautiful beings. We create a world in which we are fulfilled beings. We create a world in which we are really ideal. Think about this for yourself now. Are you an ideal person living alone, enjoying life? Are you an ideal person living as a partner in a marriage or as a family member? Are you an ideal person as a member of your relationship with any group of people or any person? Are you an ideal person? If we establish ourselves as ideal people, we will find that our life is total unconditional love in every beautiful, dynamic, wonderful way. If you would like to talk with a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you want to put a cause in motion for the being the ideal person, having the ideal relationship, living in an unconditional loving world. And the practitioner will say, wow, are you on the right track? I see happiness in your life forever and ever. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.